Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Fat Mascara, your favorite beauty podcast in the entire world, right?
Right. Hi, I'm Jess.
I'm Jen. Still Jen.
So, all right, we've got quite an episode today. We've got a lot to talk about. Let me hit you with what we're gonna roll out. First, we have some, by the time you hear this, it won't be late breaking, but we got hit with some really shocking news today. So we're gonna talk about one of the biggest losses in the beauty industry. Then we're going to lift you up a little bit. We're going to go right back into our normal day-to-day beauty, you know, our beauty how-tos, our beauty service. We're going to talk about how to get rid of those little broken blood vessel things, okay? Just
on your face.
Yeah, just, you know, just get right.
I have help for everyone.
Yeah, so Jen brought some service to the peeps. And then how to brighten a room with some holiday cheer, no matter how you feel these days.
Brighten a room and make a room smell better.
Yeah.
So there's that. Our guest is, like, she's a New Year's gift to all of us. I know it's not New Year's yet, but Hannah Bronfman is here. She's a beauty and wellness influencer, and she has a brand new book coming out at the beginning of the year called Do What Feels Good, which is, like, the best title ever. So
I like that.
We're going to ask her all about her beauty and wellness routine and find out more about her.
Well timed for the end of the year.
I know. We planned that, didn't
we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this afternoon, so we're recording this late Monday evening, we got hit with some news. If you're like involved in beauty, if you listen to this podcast at all, you probably know the legendary hairstylist Orbe passed away. He was only 62.
Orbe Canales, he's a legend for sure.
The details surrounding his death at the time of recording this, they're not out yet. But that's certainly not what we want to focus on. We just really want to, you know, have a moment. We would be crazy not to pay tribute to him. He is somebody who really elevated, you know, he's not a new kid on the block. He was, you know, again, 62, certainly not a time that he should be leaving this earth. But he, you know, he was established, and he was somebody who, how many people can go by one name only? Very few. I can count them on one hand. And he is in the beauty world, and he was among the first.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people now know him because his name is on a huge hair care line. Mm-hmm. But before Orbe even came around, before that dry texturizing spray that is in everybody's kit was here, he was a set stylist, an editorial stylist, and and before and then a celebrity status. He did everyone in the early aughts, remember?
Mm-hmm. He, you know, if you look at, you know, big runway shows, think about, you know, those big runway shows in the early 90s and, like, you know, ad campaigns.
Oh,
with
yeah, even the 90s, too.
Yeah, the 90s, you know, where he worked with Steven Meisel, Francois Nars, Richard Avedon, Versace, these big looks where the hair was just as important as the clothes. That's what's important. It's like he made images just with the hair.
Yeah, you and look at those pictures and you're like, I can spot what year that is and what it is because it was a look.
Exactly. That you can spot the campaign. You can almost like, you can see almost the whole team. You can see that it was an image he was creating, not just like, we're just doing a messy hair look. It's all about real girl. No, he was not about real girl beauty. He was about creating the look of a beautiful image, a woman, something fantastical, something outsized. And maybe, you know, if you're kind of like, you know, if that's not your look, if that's not your vibe, that's fine. But you have to appreciate that he had vision. And that is something that isn't really, you know, they're not giving vision out these days. You know, that's something you cultivate and you're born with. And it's I think, you know, I'm not to be like neg, but I think it's rarer and rarer. And it's really, it's just, you see it in his work. So if you're not super familiar, just do yourself a little favor. Google Orbe, O-R-I-B-E.
Yeah, and
you'll
be
stunned.
He didn't have the big diva, reputation to go along with it. Because he also did, he did Christy Turlington's wedding. People wanted him around just because he was, like, a good guy. I remember he did a Cosmo Girl cover when I was there. Like, and I didn't get to talk to him that much because I was a little baby just then. Mm-hmm. But, like, he was one of those hairstylists that on set people are like, oh, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, I was afraid, actually. He did a Cosmo hair story with us. But it was, Leah Weyer and I worked on it together. And I remember being, like, really afraid when he came on set. He had his glasses. He had his cool hair. He had, like, you know, his sister,
Oh, and
too.
His tattoo. He has, like, tons of
yeah,
tattoos.
Yeah, he's, like, a cool dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, he looks like an icon. And I remember being like, you know, Orbe, like, can you just tell me about the hair? Like, you know, I was basically, like, trying to
disappear.
Because
usually they'll be like, it's just a look. Just, like, it is what it is. And they will give you, like, no help whatsoever.
No,
he wasn't like that.
He sat and he was patient. He talked to me like, you know, a person, made sure I had everything I needed, and then took a photo with me. I was, like, so nervous. I was like, do you think he... And he was really cool. And, you know, I certainly didn't have, like, a cozy relationship with him, but everything you're seeing on social is that he was a really warm guy. So, you know, I just want to just have this moment and just say, you know, we lost somebody amazing and there aren't really many Orbes left.
All right, guys, instead of getting into the red blood vessels on my face, we'll talk about that. But I think now we need some holiday cheer to cheer everyone up.
Let's do it.
Bring a glow to a room.
Mm-hmm.
It's that time of year where everybody's giving and getting gifts and Jess and I are burning the holiday candles. Am I right?
This is my favorite part of the holiday season, and I'm not kidding. People, like, diss the holiday candle. I love the holiday candle. That's how I really decorate.
Like, Jess is not, like, if it's gingerbread, cookie, whatever, you will go there, won't you?
Yeah.
I have a little bit more particular taste, and I actually hate, like, the Yankee Candle store this time of year, because, like, the fake cinnamon smell is, like, one of my least favorite smells. Mm. You know that red one they always, like, not just Yankee Candle, but, like, cinnamon.
Let's not diss on Yankee.
I know, but cinnamon is really hard to replicate in a candle.
I'll give you the cinnamon, but if it's like that home cozy like smell that you're trying to talk about, like that you're trying referring to, like I'm all about that life.
Well, then I'll let you go first. We each were going to bring and tell you guys about our favorite holiday candles. So what are you burning right now?
Okay, so right now, I've really poshed it up, and I have to say, just full disclosure, this is a gift.
You've been getting real chic lately with your cream shadows and your...
Know, like, why not? Let me just, like, live a little, okay?
Okay, so what is it?
So I got this as a gift because I just can't in good conscience tell you guys all, like, you need to go out and get this, but you need to go out and get this. Frederick Malle has this candle called Joy... Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Joy?
J-O-Y-E-U-X Noel.
Oh, like, yeah, like...
Like Joy Noel.
Like Merry Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But in French.
Yes. And okay. What I love about it, I'm going to show you a picture.
Ooh.
Okay?
Ooh, that's an objet d'art.
It is most definitely an objet d'art. And it's in this beautiful orange, like it looks like a 1960s little vase.
Yes, very mid-century.
Yeah, very mid-century. And it contains notes of cinnamon, pine. It says amber and cotton candy.
Oh, there is cinnamon in there.
There is cinnamon.
And there's cotton candy?
This is according to basenotes.net, which I love.
They're usually right on.
But this is, it has this real piney smell to it, but it's not over the top. It's really subtle. I love it. There's not a ton of wax in it. I went through it really quickly this weekend. But it's just such a gorgeous object. I love that. Then you guys know I love Nest Birchwood Pine, classic. And then I will take any Bath and Body Works candle because they all freaking fill the room.
I was going to talk about a Bath and Body Works. I wanted to talk about a candle that I've been burning called Sunday Forever. Did a collaboration with Fit House, you know, the gym.
Oh, yes. Never been there.
It was. Yep. We've heard of it. All we can say.
I actually heard my friend text me once. She said, it's the hardest place. It's so hard.
It's an insane workout. But yeah. So their candles, Palo Santo and eucalyptus.
That's so you.
No, it's very me, but I know it doesn't seem like it'd be holiday, but it is because you get the woodiness of the Palo Santo, but like the fresh greenness, almost like an herbal astringent-y scent from the eucalyptus that feels like pine. But
it's like very hippie holiday.
But without like being too, yes, it's hippie holiday. Sad part is it was a limited edition collaboration. So I went back into my little cabinet and I was like, what is similar to this that I have? You know, good old Bath and Body Works eucalyptus and mint.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I think it's the same scent as the stress relief line.
I was about to say, that's from the stress relief line.
But they do a candle that's not like a stress relief candle. Mm-hmm. It's just eucalyptus and mint. And I'd like us all to think about bringing out these scents this time of year instead of cookies and smoke
right,
and wood.
Right, more of the herbal.
Herbal and green.
Yeah.
It's like when you walk down the sidewalk and they're selling Christmas trees, but it's that real pine, like bluish, greenish, herbal, astringent smell, not the like fake Christmas tree smell.
Can I just give you a side note? There's an article in the Times the other day that was really depressing, and it was about like how those kind of scents are going to be more and more like those pine scents and these earth scents are going to be more and more like extinct soon. Like we won't know what they smell like.
Like in real life. Mm-hmm. Well, that's very sad. Thanks,
really
Debbie
sad.
Downer.
I'm just saying.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
I'm just, okay. I'm just saying, like, you have to kind of, like, let's really kind of, like, think about the earth and think about, you know, these kind of, like, I don't know. It's just a grounding moment. Just think about it. So I guess to your point. Like
an extinct animals are going extinct, so are some of these aromas that some people will never know the true aroma.
Exactly.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear my other candle?
Yeah.
This one is actually Cire Trudon, so I'm bringing the glamour, too.
Oh, the gold one?
No, it's the green
one. Okay.
It's called Gazelle. Oh, over the the pyramids. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
Here's what's in it. You've got the seven wonders of the antique world. So it's got like a firewood scent, but there's like a honeyed quality to it.
Okay.
So honestly, it's one of the, you know, like Feu de Bois from Diptyque?
Sure.
Which is a big candle. You burn that and you're like, your neighbors are like, is their house on fire? With the most beautifully scented whatever.
Yeah.
No, this is like a much more subtle smoky wood with like a sweetness and a resinous quality that's kind of Middle Eastern, but not like over the top. And it's gorgeous and it's
really
like,
nice.
It's a really pretty frosted
glass. That's really
glass.
Pretty.
It's $105.
Yeah, I mean,
somebody gave you one of those Visa vanilla cards, the $100 gift card for Christmas. That's not a bad thing to spend it
on. Yes, we are well aware when we're throwing out these luxury items, they are luxury.
That's fine. The Bath and Body Works one's like $15.
Bath and Body Works ones are incredible. You won't be disappointed.
Okay, so light up all of those and enjoy the holiday season and bring some warmth and light into your home.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
So, Jen, you sent me an email about what you wanted to talk about today. And one of your points was like, you know, I just was like, what? I just saw a bunch of like letters jammed together. And I was like, sure.
Sure, Jen, whatever you like.
I was like, sounds great.
As I've said, people run screaming from me at cocktail parties.
No.
Okay.
So what is this?
Okay, telangiectasia. Honestly,
is
I'm
this
not
the next like big
you.
Pixar movie?
Maybe. Wally. Telangiectasia.
Wally.
Just kidding. This is a segment about broken blood vessels. Okay. Don't know where we went with that. Okay, so you know, it often happens to almost everyone around their nostrils, but you can't really see it. If you pulled back your nostril and looked right around the edges, there's those teeny tiny squiggly little red lines.
Right, right, right.
And like an old dude, like, you know, grandpa, you can picture him on his nose. They're all over his face. But a lot of people have these broken blood vessels on their face having nothing to do with age even. They can be caused by pregnancy, by sun, by genetic exposure. I am a rosacea person, I've been told. I don't know. But for that reason,
they say everyone has rosacea.
Yeah, I have one right on the front of my nose that like every time I think it's a pimple, but it's like a filled back in broken blood vessel around the edges of my nose, my chin. So a lot of the redness people get, they think it's sensitivity, but your skin could just be completely not sensitive, but you're seeing the capillary. Like you're seeing, you know, oxygenated blood. And honestly, foundation covers them. But mine really bother me because I don't always want to wear foundation. So
I don't know you notice yours. It's so funny what people notice.
Everybody
about themselves.
Has their thing, right? But I bet you any woman, if she gets close enough in a mirror, will find these on her face somewhere.
Ugh.
So you're probably thinking like, oh, is there cream for that? Sorry to break it to you. There is absolutely not. You can't shrink back up a little blood vessel with a cream, you know?
So what do you do?
So for years now, I've been going to get IPL treatments, which...
How often do you go?
Maybe like every 5 years, I'll get zapped with the IPL.
Oh, okay.
And it's sort of like 20 years ago, maybe it was... Maybe not 20, 15 I started. It would be like a pop and it would hurt. And then you'd get a dark blue spot. It would bruise up. Like you'd fry the little vessel and it would bruise up. And I'd have like a blue spot on my face for like a week or two.
Wow.
And that happened like every 3 or 4 years for like a while. Then it got better last time I got it. I didn't get the blue spots, but like I had to get like 4 treatments with the IPL machine. Well, now I just got a new treatment with a new IPL machine. It's sort of new called Lumecca.
Can
I tell you about it?
Yeah, sure.
So the Lumecca machine, I actually went to Dr. Adam Kolker's office. He's a plastic surgeon.
Oh, he has a very good reputation.
His office is so fancy. It's like I never wanted to leave, but he wasn't zapping me. His physician's assistant was. And this machine, I've never had a treatment with this before. It was divine. Not only did it hurt less than the others, I already saw them go away like with one treatment. Like you're supposed to go back for maybe 2, but it's not like you need 3 or 4. And there's no blue. There was no redness. I literally went right back into work. So I looked so good. I didn't even need foundation right away.
Wow.
Because the redness was gone.
What is his office doing? Like, what is this machine doing?
Well, the Lumecca, basically how an IPL works is target the wavelength, and this is why you must go to a professional.
Oh, gosh. Like, yeah, there's so many horror
stories.
These
machines do
there.
Not figure themselves out. You need someone who knows lasers and physics and understands how the skin reacts to get the perfect setting. Because basically what you're doing is targeting the wavelength of light so specifically to the color of the discoloration, and then you're also bringing in the color of your skin as part of the equation. So there's math to be done there. So basically, I'm an olive skin tone, and you want to hit the red. You have to do the math and come up with, like, blah, 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 nanometer wavelength.
That's what frightens me about so many of these, like,
we
do X, Y, and Z.
And the machine does
like,
not do it for the operator, so you really need someone that knows what they're doing. And what she was telling me was great about this machine, though, is it really gives you, like, the highest energy that's available out there, but it's got, like, this cooling tip so you don't feel like you're frying. Like, remember right. you told me once you got it and you felt like hot bacon grease on your face.
Oh, that's when I got the Q-switch YAG.
Oh, it was Q-switch YAG.
Yeah,
no, it
yeah,
was
but that was, oh, like the so painful. So painful.
So, but this Lumeca, it was not super painful. And I will say, if you have those little red veins and you want to try going without makeup, like, I don't know anything else other than IPL okay. that'll help you do that. So maybe seek this one out other
Lumeca.
Than... Yeah, and if it costs more than a regular IPL, know that you're only going to need one or
right.
two, which is a great benefit also. And the results last, like, you know, 3 to 5 years.
Awesome.
Well, for me, someone else might last longer. Who knows? I got a lot of blood moving around. I get hot-headed, you know. So anyway, okay. Lumeca with 2 C's. Check it out. I'll put a link on our blog. And if we don't mention that enough... I just fixed the website, so it says blog/episode recaps. So it's even easier for you guys to find lists of products, all the weird words we use that you don't know how to spell, et cetera, et cetera.
Guys, we really try to keep that baby updated, but it is hard.
Oh, no, I do it every week. It's just like it might not go up right when the episode
know,
goes up.
I know. We'll get there.
New Year's resolution. The blog will be updated all the time. You're welcome. Jess, let's talk about your vitamin intake, shall we?
Oh, please.
Okay. I have trouble taking vitamins, but you know what's really helped me?
What?
Care of.
Oh, I love them.
The monthly subscription box where you can go and order whatever vitamins you need. You can update your subscription anytime and they come right to your door.
I love that they have vegan and vegetarian options. And I especially like that I knew exactly which ones I needed because I took a cute little online quiz.
You love a quiz.
Love a quiz.
It's like, tell me about me. What else is there? So, do you want to know how to get a discount on Care of Vitamins?
Show me the money.
For 25% off your first month of personalized Care of Vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter our code, which is MASCARA. That's takecareof.com, and the code is MASCARA for 25% off your first order. Jess, you're not going to believe this, but did you know more than 20 million women in America lack access to something as basic as contraception? It's craziness.
That is crazy, and that's why I'm so excited about our new sponsor called Simple Health. And guess what? They're here to make birth control simple. It's so easy. Instead of going to a doctor's office, all you have to do is log on and you fill out all of your forms right there in the, from the comfort of your own couch. You don't have to tell some like 50-year-old man your sexual activity, okay? I mean, we all know that feeling. You can get a pill, a patch, a ring. They can find out which birth control is best for you and they take insurance, or if you don't have insurance, that's fine too. They'll make it affordable.
That's awesome. And you know what? The prescriptions are usually $20, but you guys have a special deal. You get to try it for free. Just go to simplehealth.com/mascara or enter the code MASCARA at checkout for $20 off. We have to mention this isn't a replacement for routine evaluations by your primary care physician or gynecologist, but it is the most convenient and comfortable way to get your birth control. Okay, we promised you a Happy New Year episode, and this is it. Hannah Bronfman is here. You're basically the ultimate multi-hyphenate, are you not?
Totally.
I made a little list so I don't forget. We've got you are DJ, a beauty entrepreneur, a fitness influencer, an Adidas ambassador, which sounds like an awesome gig, a model, and now you're adding author to your resume. So your book comes out January 8th, mm-hmm. has the best title ever, Do What Feels Good. Genius title.
Thank you. Well, that's like the whole point of like, you know, self-love, self-care. It's doing what feels good.
Yeah. And it just makes me want to pick up and buy it. So HarperCollins is putting that out January 8th. But welcome to Fat Mascara.
Thank you, guys. So excited to be here.
Oh, Jess gave you a round of applause.
Yay.
Okay. So before we get into your book and your holistic beauty philosophy, let's just talk pure beauty, because I look at your like Wikipedia page, or just I've known you through the biz, and I'm like, she grew up with the most glamorous life, it, like surrounded by like the glam of New York City that Jess and I like dreamed about and wanted to move here, but you grew up in the thick of it. Did that like influence your beauty philosophy, being around all these glamorous people? Your mom's like an actress.
I'm not gonna lie, it kind of did.
this my is why
mom,
we like her.
Yeah, my mom is one of the most regal women I've ever met in my life. She is such a strong Black woman and who takes so much pride in her fashion looks, her beauty looks, her hair, her hats. Like, she's kind of known for her hats. And she's, like, really immersed herself in the art world. So kind of growing up, I was always around amazing artists who always were serving insane looks. And then on the flip side, my dad was in the music industry, and I kind of always had – he would tell me stories about whether he used to write music, and he would write for Dionne Warwick and Celine Dion. And he would always tell me these stories about how glamorous these women were. And not to mention, when I was a kid, I got to like meet a few cool people in the music industry.
And, who was really cool?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. This is like an insane story, but Beyonce came over to our house in the year 2000 for New Year's. And she sang, and she looked insane. She didn't. So she wasn't going. She wasn't. Like she wasn't going to sing. It was just an impromptu thing, and she looked so beautiful. And she was really the first kind of Black woman who I really like. Black kind of like pop star of my era that I really looked up to.
I like Dionne. Like,
yeah, Dionne, like Dionne was amazing. Cool, like Whitney Houston was amazing. Obviously, like, these people were incredible. And my mom, something, you know, that my mom did when we were kids was she really kind of quizzed us on who was the king of pop, king of soul, you know, the whole thing. Like, and Beyonce was my, you know, it was, she was like my year. Like, that was like, we are the kids that grew up on Beyonce.
Right.
And I just remember her coming over, and she looked so beautiful. And then she randomly got up and sang with this cool choir that was over, and her voice was just of an angel. And I was in full shock. And I was wearing this big skirt, like a big kind of poofed out skirt with a t-shirt.
How old? So you were young.
I was 12.
Oh, this was a moment.
I was like, 12.
She was a kid, and Beyonce's like 20 then, or something.
Totally. She was a child as well. And I remember I stayed up all night on the phone with my girlfriends, just gushing, because that's what you did at 12.
Yeah.
Like, you were just on the phone all the time. Like,
yeah.
I always remembered people's home phone numbers because.
Oh, totally. I remember my best friend's phone number.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And their house line.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah. So New York definitely influenced a lot of my beauty philosophy, the ideas of that I have around beauty and glamour. I would say more so than media ever did.
I'm glad you fulfill every dream I had. I was like, she's going to be like, oh, no big deal. But that is exactly what I meant. Thank you for sharing.
You said before more than media ever did, though. But it was like, because the media was like in your house, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, no. How are you separating the two?
I will say, though, what was in my house was a very mixed, like very ethnic, very multicultural. That was not what was in the media.
Oh, fair.
So I grew up with a lot of...
Give me some more examples.
Well, you know, I grew up with a lot of, like, musicians, artists, writers, creatives, all different colors, all different sizes. Mm-hmm. And in the media, it was very much, you know, we were coming off of the 90s.
Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera.
And, like, Jamie King.
Oh, my God. The model?
Yeah.
That's a random reference. James King. Remember she wanted to be called James, I think? Or no?
Yeah, I think she's James now. But, you know, that was... And her look was very polarizing. It wasn't multicultural at all. The only real kind of Black in media moments that I really were obsessed with was like Moesha.
Okay.
And like Tia and Tamara.
I was just going to say Tia and Tamara. But
even so.
They weren't like a beauty icon.
No. And also they portrayed them in such a quintessential Black role that it was also like kitschy.
They were supporting characters. Yeah. To like the white, cute cheerleader.
Yeah. I mean, Moesha was definitely her own leading woman. And same with Tia and Tamara. But like it was just. It's kind of the way I feel about Black hair care at Duane Reade.
Tell us.
You walk into Duane Reade and you go, you're like, oh, okay, like there's like normal brands, cool, great. Mm-hmm. Then you get to like the like ethnic, and I say this with air quotes, hair section, and it literally looks like it's out of the 70s.
Right, right.
And like, what are these brands that we're even talking about that are on? And like, everything's branded horribly. It's literally brands from, it's like Murray's and
Queen
like
Helene.
And like the olive oil, green olive oil brand.
Yeah. You still, it still seems that way to you, or were you talking about when you were growing up?
Well, it still seems that way to me, but mm-hmm. we're definitely talking about when mm-hmm. I was growing up.
So who were your like, who were your people that you were gravitating to? Was it like Beyonce at that moment at 20 years old? Who else were like your beauty icons?
Anyone in your family?
I mean, definitely my mom. Mm-hmm. I used to be just completely infatuated with the way that she would put her makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
And she had like this signature scent that like she still wears.
What is it?
It's Claude by Claude Montana,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which is like so random. Like, I don't even know. I didn't even see. My mom was the one to tell me that Claude was originally a fashion designer. But like in my youth, I would have just known. Yeah, like remember the brand Montana? It's like very vintage. She's the queen of like vintage clothing mm-hmm. and everything.
You write a little bit. I got an early copy of your book, and you wrote about your granny in it in a really interesting way. You said she influenced you, but like both positively and sort of as like a warning.
Yes.
Can you talk about that?
Sure. So my grandmother, this is kind of like a little bit of a sad story, but it also it comes out to be more
you
positive.
You wrote it beautifully though. So
my grandmother actually suffered from anorexia her whole life, and it was one of those things that really kind of plagued her in her adult life very seriously. And when she passed away, it was pretty much because her body couldn't support her anymore.
Is this your mother's mother?
My
or your father's mother.
And I was actually with her when she passed away. And it was one of those eye-opening experiences. We had always been very close, but she also, you know, during my childhood, I grew up as a dancer. And so my grandmother would say things to me like, you know, kind of watch what you eat and those types of you know, things that kind of go in passing, but actually affect you very deeply, especially at such an impressionable yeah. age.
Sure.
And I remember when I left ballet when I was in 16, I was about 15, 16, I left the ballet world because I really just, it wasn't for me because of all those kind of negative pressures on body image mm-hmm. and everything like that. And my grandmother and I kind of became closer when I really kind of was starting to come into my own. And I said, you know, I valued the, you know, sports more. And like, you know, I understood this was my body. And I think a part of her really kind of felt proud of me for accepting myself in a way that she was never able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she passed away, it was a very eye-opening experience for me. And it kind of just led me to wanting to live my happiest and healthiest version of myself because I knew that was something she never got to do.
Yeah.
And it was something that really like it was like she was trapped in her own like mind and body. And
yeah,
she was not happy. And yeah, those are, and it's funny because I talk about this in the book, but you know, as a girl who kind of grew up in the ballet world around all of those kind of negative thoughts and feelings, I realized really quickly that if you don't get a hold of those things at a young age, it's the type of thing that unfortunately for my grandmother stays with you until your adult life.
Yeah, even if like obviously after she wasn't dancing her whole life.
No,
but
she
like
was never
I
a dancer.
Do notice yeah. like even with some, you know, people who are like ballerinas, and this is such a generalization, but like I do that kind of, or dancers or anyone who has that kind of rigor. That kind of rigor from dance,
yeah,
it does kind of carry through
absolutely.
A way you see yourself, and even not beyond the eating. It's this very, there's something about dance that I don't know.
You know, it's so, it's interesting that you, because I agree 100%, and I also see the parallel in men who are ex-wrestlers.
Oh, really?
I dated a wrestler. It was an unhealthy way of living.
It's,
oh, we talked
it's crazy.
About that once. Yeah.
It's crazy. You know, I see it all the time when guys, you know, they literally, and because they were so obsessed with making the right weight,
yeah,
like they'll go 2 days without eating. And you're like, wait, what are you doing? And it's like, it's really not talked about with men and
oh,
like body
no,
dysmorphia
no.
and losing weight and all those things. These are things that men have a really hard time talking about in public or with their friends. It's a very, but men suffer from all of these things that we talk about all the time as well. You know?
I can't wait till we get to that moment with, we talk about this on the show from time to time. I cannot wait till we get to that moment with men. We're having such a revolution with women and
mm-hmm.
it's great in so many different areas of, you know, what it means to be a woman and all the things we're going through. But I see that completely with men. We need to have that conversation
totally
with men.
I completely agree.
But anyway, back to your grandmother. And so you felt like she just, you know, you saw those habits and those, like, that kind of like a punishing attitude happen.
Punishing, for the restricting, rest of her life. Yeah. And mm-hmm. a lot of guilt if, you know, if she were to do something that was out of character for her. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, a very restrictive lifestyle. Yeah. And I was at my core never like that.
Yeah.
And it was kind of at a young age, I realized that I did not want to be kind of around a lot of people who acted in that way, because I didn't want to be shamed for getting my second helping of food when I was at dance camp. You know yeah. what I mean? It was like, I don't really want to put myself in these positions. And not because, and listen, there was definitely a point of time where I let those things get to me and I tried to lose weight or be skinnier, and I literally couldn't do it. Like, I wasn't good at it. Like, I wasn't good at not eating.
Mm. So, or, yeah. your body isn't built that way. Isn't right, that thing, exactly. You weren't good. Like, well, that's a bad way to think about it, right?
I mean, for me, it was actually a great way of thinking about it, because I was like, true. This is not for me. Like, yeah. Yeah. And there was no part of me that wanted to, you know.
You didn't have the will.
No, I did not have the will. And there were so many girls also, you know, growing up in an all-girls school, there were so many girls with bulimia. And like, you know, that type of behavior just never interests me. And those are the types of things that if we don't get under control at that moment, that they kind of stay with us our whole life and can turn into a really negative kind of self, you know, worth.
So this is something you've clearly been working on, you know, subconsciously or not, since you were, you know, 15 or so. Mm-hmm. How did you develop this philosophy? Like, how did it kind of snowball into, you know what, I want to write a book about this?
So that's a great question. I mean, for me, when I really got serious about my health journey about 8 years ago, over the years, I've just amassed so much knowledge, and I've been able to speak to so many experts, and I've had a lot of weird, random ailments for myself that I've had to heal. And I just felt like, you know, now I kind of have become this kind of like millennial voice around wellness. And I am kind of one of the only women of color in this field that's really getting attention. There are so many women of color in this world of wellness who are doing incredible things. But for whatever reason, I've got, you know, great kind of companies supporting me, and I've kind of got this thing going. So I was like, you know, I feel like the one thing I'm here to do is share my knowledge and open doors for other women.
Was it intentional? Like, were you like, I want to do wellness? Like, I, you know, I want to talk about food and fitness. Like you know,
no,
why did you set out to do this?
It literally was not intentional at all. In fact, it kind of happened because I was DJing. So mm-hmm. I started DJing in college.
Yeah.
And I left school after I graduated, came back to the city, was DJing tons of nightclubs. And after about 2.5 years, 3 years of that, I woke up one morning, it dawned on me, like, this is not sustainable. I'm completely burnt out.
Like, how late would you be out every night?
I mean, I'd be working from, like, 12 to 4 a.m. I mean, you know New York.
Yes, we can't be DJs.
And then you, like,
my
go
CJ
to the diner.
My CJ career is over.
You know? And then you go to the diner and you eat a bunch of cheese fries, and you're home at around 5:30.
Ew.
If there wasn't an after party. And then, you know, you sleep all day. And, like, that's disgusting. That's a terrible lifestyle. And it, like, if I had continued on that path, I don't even know what would, like, happen to me. So I literally woke up and I was like, how have I gotten so far away from the things that made me feel good?
Yeah. Mm.
And those were the things that made me feel good, were being active, cooking for myself, taking care of myself, like hanging out with friends, doing stuff during the day, you know, like
so weird. Awake when the sun was out.
Literally. So I had to like completely change my lifestyle.
How did all of this, your kind of like, you know, DJ cool, you know, life, nightlife thing, how did it affect your looks? Cause like, you know,
I had terrible skin.
But, like, you're cute. Like, I saw you, like, doing your thing. Like, you do, like, beauty events. Those were during the day, though.
Okay.
Those were, like...
That was after I changed my, like, my lifestyle and went into corporate DJing.
Oh, that was, like, okay, that's, like, fancy DJ.
Yeah. I went from, like, grungy, like, nightclub party Hannah to more respectable corporate DJ world, beauty world.
That's like they had a makeup artist for you before, like, before the gig.
Well, actually, no, and that's... but it's funny because when I switched from DJing nightclubs to DJing corporate events, I actually cared more, obviously, about my looks. And so I was trying to, like, get blowouts before a gig because I thought that, you know, having a blowout was, like, a little bit more serious than having curly hair, which, you know, the hair journey and the hair identity is a whole thing I talk about in the book, which is a lot of, has been a lot of unlearning for me in the last, you know, 8 years. But it was in that moment where I was like, okay, I need to take a little bit more care of myself. And that's actually when I started my first startup in 2012, which was called Beautified. And it was a way to book last minute beauty appointments through a curated list of salons and spas. And it was right after kind of Uber came out, and it was the first on-demand beauty app. Mm-hmm. And so also going through that process and creating that business, I met so many people in the beauty world, like everyone from salon owners to VCs to makeup artists to, you know, it was kind of an insane, it was an insane time also within the beauty space for technology. And I kind of just got to meet so many movers and shakers in that industry that that trickle effect kind of happened. Mm. And next thing you know, I'm kind of considered a beauty expert, which was not my intention by any means. But I got to try so many things and was, you know, would, and then I would document it all.
Yeah.
Right. I would document it all on Instagram. I'd show, you know, this, everything from the soup that I was making to the facial that I was, you know, testing out to see if it was going to be good to go on Beautified, you know, to like my workout routine to my corporate mm-hmm. DJ gig. Yeah.
So what are some of the foods that, like, okay, if I eat this, it immediately shows up in my looks and I look shitty, or I eat this and I look better? Just like basics.
Okay. Basics, dairy.
Not good for you?
Not good. I mean, for me, and I'll only speak personally sure. because I don't want to generalize, yeah. but I eat dairy and it shows up in my pores. Like, they are clogged, and I'm like, how the hell did this happen? I'm like, oh, right, because I ate a wheel of cheese last night at a holiday party.
So. That quickly, like in a day, you'll see it.
Yeah, a day or 2 days. I mean, yeah. I'm definitely having a stomach ache that night for sure. And then it'll show up in my face.
So 1,000%.
But yeah. I do have a sensitivity. But when, and I'm sure everyone who's listening is like, you know, a hustler on the go, running around, takes two, they like literally eat their food in 2 seconds.
Inhaled.
No one's inhaling, like no one's yeah. chewing, no one's smelling their food. And a lot of people's digestion is like backed up and not proper.
That's interesting. Ugh. Like slowing down the process of eating helps you digest better.
Not only does it help you digest better, but it also helps you be full faster.
Right.
Right.
That's totally true.
And like we're all victims of overeating. The portions in America are insane. Other good foods that are good for skin and mind and everything are bananas, avocados, like coconut, not too much saturated fat, but like a good amount. You know, sweet potatoes, broccoli, any dark leafy greens.
You're making me hungry, Anna.
We like this food, though.
Also,
this is
spices
good food.
Are so good for, you know, heating up your body. And when you have, like, some heat in the body, it's also good to digest. There's also such a thing as too much heat in the body. But, like, you know.
You're getting Ayurvedic on us.
I know. It is a little Ayurvedic. And then,
we'll
you know, there's, you know, and then also, like, stocks. You know, you can make your own. By the way, this is another thing. Like, bone broth is such a huge trend, I think, of 2018.
What's the 2019 trend? I just turned into a magazine editor. Sorry. Go
well,
on.
Well, okay. Well,
back to the broth.
Okay. So,
no, I want to know. I want to know the 2019 trend.
Well, it's funny that you ask, because I think I was just having I just filmed a little episode of HB Fit TV today, and we were talking about persimmons and how they are like one of the most underrated fruits, and that we think that it's going to be making a huge come back for 2019. It might be the fruit of 2019.
Okay.
You may
okay.
have heard it here first. Also, celery juice is going to be a huge trend for 2019.
Yes, I've been hearing a lot about celery juice, a lot.
Yeah. And, you know, celery is not an expensive food, by the way. And if you have a blender at home, you can just put it in the blender with water and strain it in a cheesecloth. And you can reuse your cheesecloth and buy your celery in bulk because it also doesn't go bad very quickly.
Costco celery.
Yeah, exactly.
There
and then,
you go.
Wait, I was also going to say, oh, bone broth. Like, if anyone has an Instapot at home, which I just got one, but you can literally buy a whole chicken for what? $6-$7 mm-hmm. and make yourself
your own broth.
Your own broth and have a chicken for a week, right? And you can have bone broth for for days. So
we got a vegetarian here, I'm so like, she's not going to be vegan okay. right now. But she yeah.
Okay. But you can also make vegetable broth with mushrooms and onions and celery and all those good things.
So, all right. Now you're giving me a little inspo for next year. I'm more interested in the persimmon than the
persimmon.
The
persimmon.
Persimmon.
Oh. The
persimmon. The persimmon. Then the chicken kicking around in my thing. Okay, just this picture, this image of a chicken is like making me like laugh. Okay, can you please give me some motivation maybe to actually get my tush back to the gym? Because I was doing so well for a while, then things got a little cuckoo, and I'm kind of like afraid to go back because it's almost like the shame that I haven't been in a little bit. Mm-hmm. Do you know
what
I mean?
How do you stay inspired to like keep working?
Yeah, like, you know, you must, I mean, you're a busy person too, mm-hmm. very busy. Mm-hmm. How do you like fit this in? How do you make this a priority?
Okay, well, I'd say a few things here.
Okay, first, she has these like shamey eyes.
No, what I was going to say is that the biggest thing is having no shame and getting over shame and guilt.
Maybe you were projecting this.
Yeah, I think so a little bit. No, but I really will say that because there are so many, even for me, someone who I love to work out, there are weeks where I can't get to the gym. I'm traveling like crazy, but I'm
I
not.
I just heard weeks with an S.
Yes, yeah. Weeks with an S.
Okay, cool. Keep going.
And honestly, I cannot guilt myself for focusing on my career and not having time to go to the gym.
Preach.
Seriously. Yes. But there are little things that you can do. You can wake up in the morning and do 100 sit-ups next to your bed. No one's stopping you from doing that, right?
I do squats while I do my hair.
Sure, do squats. I mean, honestly, like you can like do stuff while you're in the kitchen even, you know? There are always things that you can do that don't involve a gym mm-hmm. that, you know, kind of just, it's hard when you get out of a groove to be reminded about those things. I kind of always say this, you're not going to do it unless you want to do it. And that's really as simple as it is. Like, no one's going to tell you to do it. You've got to tell you to do it. Mm-hmm. And if you want to go to a workout class, something I always say, which is a good little thing, is make plans with a friend. Because if you make plans with a friend, then not only are you going to, like, be letting your friend down, but you're also going to be letting yourself, right?
Ooh, so
accountability. Yeah. No, well, accountability.
Not
right?
projecting.
Not guilt, but accountability.
No, for me, it's like the humiliation of like not showing up when your friend is there.
We sound like nutcases over here. She's
no,
like, I like the positive spin you gave it. Accountability.
Yeah, accountability. Also, I'd like to think about boutique fitness classes are expensive. So if you pre-plan
your
schedule, you don't want to lose that money.
Right.
Point.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I will say again, I hate how wellness is considered boutique fitness. That's what everyone thinks like wellness is, which it's not. And there's so many amazing actually like streaming services that are not that expensive that you can be doing at home, because I know so many, you know, new moms, you know, students work late, whatever. Yeah. If you're 45 minutes to work out is at the most random hour, it shouldn't stop you because there isn't a class at that hour.
Right. Right.
You know, so it's kind of, there are, and I will say that's the best thing about the boom in wellness in the industry is that there's so many alternatives out there. There's so many things that like can have been created to make it easier for us. Even though there's so much noise and it's hard to find mm-hmm. them, mm-hmm. They do exist.
So we're getting over the shame. Is there anything else that just makes you feel like, you know, I'm gonna feel amazing after this? Or like you buy like a cute outfit, or like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, I mean, of course, like a cute outfit always helps. And, you know, knowing that you are going to feel better after a class than you did before kind of is my motivation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sometimes I could be in the worst mood and not want to work out at all. And I'm like, I know that I've felt amazing after this yoga class. I'm just going to go. And half the battle is just going and
it
showing
up. It is half the battle. I think it's more than half the battle.
I'm just going to be lazy once I get there and I'll barely do it, so it'll be easy. But you're not. Once
you're
you
not.
Get there, you're going to really
do it. And
you're
motivated by all the people around
just get
you.
Yeah.
And by the way, no one is looking at you. No one cares. Everyone cares about themselves.
There is one guy in my yoga class who motivates me. He doesn't even know it.
Oh.
He wears this like Karate Kid kind of like thing around his head.
Okay.
And he's so into it that I'm like, this guy's amazing.
Wait, how have you ever told him that like he's like inspiring you or like you think he's really cool? By the way, I'm a huge fan of giving people compliments who I don't know.
I feel like he might think I'm flirting with him or freak him out or something.
Well, you can say like, hey, I'm married, but I just wanted to let you know that I think you're really cool.
It's just he's so cool.
You get me to my mat.
I think I might tell him.
You should tell him.
I'll tell him like, the next, like,
how
if I see him like two more times
like,
in a row.
Make him feel?
He's so freaking cool. He
see,
wears this
you
like,
love him.
It's like this white like towel thing.
Have you ever heard about this, by the way?
No, but he'd probably love to hear this.
Exactly.
He's just like, he looks so focused. And I think the teacher even knows his name. Because sometimes I feel like talk to him.
He's your inspiration. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. I love this.
And like no shade to him if like somebody
his
knows
name's
him. His
Brandon
listening.
In my head. I don't know why.
Wait, isn't that your husband's name?
His name is Brendan. Which
oh, okay,
is
sorry.
The Brendan and the Brandon thing is like a really sore subject.
Or is that the guy from Karate Kid? And that's why I think his name's Brandon.
Maybe.
Ralph Macchio's character's name.
No,
oh
the
my
blonde
God.
One I'm thinking of.
But, you're really good with movie characters, by the way.
Yeah, I like movies. Yeah. Wait, he wears, oh no, that's what I'm saying. He's not like the fittest guy in the world. Like that's why I'm in
right.
the shade. But he's like so focused.
And he obviously like loves to be there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got me thinking.
Listen, you need to harness that every time that you're thinking that you're not going to want to go. Like just harness this like guy's focus and energy.
She's doing it right now.
She's literally doing Warrior 2 as we speak.
Is that Warrior 2?
Yeah, girl. Feel it. Yeah, triangle pose now.
Wait, peaceful warrior.
Yeah. I think you're going back.
Okay. Sounds like you're into it.
All right. I feel like we have to just get to the beauty portion before I let you leave. We've like gotten healthier and we're eating better now. Our relationships are all fixed up. We're going to go to the gym. Make us pretty, Hannah.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No, I'm just So I wanted to ask you about...
You didn't know that you're, like, a full practice, right? I thought you were just going to talk
what else can we get
burpees or something, right?
Okay, let's talk products, right?
Okay, what is in your top shelf right now? What
oh
is
gosh.
Perched atop
okay.
your bathroom cabinet?
Okay, so...
Deep breaths.
I know, seriously. Oh, my God. Okay, so first of all, I'm, like, obsessed with this brand called True Botanicals.
Mm-hmm.
Love, love, love. So I have like a cleanser from them. I have actually they have this amazing kind of like body peel that like you kind of put on all over your body, let it sit for 10 minutes and then you get in the shower and wash it off. And it's kind of like a body exfoliant.
Mm.
They also I love their body oil and their face oils. So shout out to True Botanicals. Then what else is on my top shelf? I mean, I love Dr. Barbara Sturm, and I love that she has a line of products for dark skin tones that she did with Angela Bassett.
Yeah, Julie talked about that when she was my co-host mm-hmm. on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Julie
I also, there's one mask that I'm really loving right now from Eminence called, it's like an Arnica mask that I love.
Oh, Jess likes that brand too, no? Eminence Organics? Oh, no, you like Elemis.
No, Elemis, yeah.
Oh, I like Elemis too. Elemis is great. They have a really, brand. I love their under eye patches.
Those are good, the collagen ones.
Yeah, I use them all the time when I travel.
Yeah.
But the Eminence, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No,
what kind
Eminence,
of mask?
Arnica.
Arnica. Oh,
Arnica.
Which is great for like inflammation
exactly,
and stuff.
Exactly, calming the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And who? Okay.
Any makeup that you want to?
Oh yeah.
Like, what's your mascara?
My mascara right now that I'm wearing is Charlotte Tilbury, but I'm also kind of obsessed with this. I only really buy mascara in travel size. I don't
That's
know
why. That's funny. Why?
I don't know.
That's actually smart though, because then it never dries out. You know how like at the end of the tube, it's not as good.
Totally. And maybe it is, but also like I feel like I'm constantly on the go. Oh, so I always buy everything in travel size. So I like Charlotte Tilbury. I also like Smashbox.
Mm-hmm.
My eyebrow gel that I'm obsessed with is by Mary Kay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, old school, like cool brand.
I've got news for you.
What?
They're discontinuing that.
The one that Jen Stryker loves?
Yeah, I heard word on the street, Mary Kay, you can come correct, but I've heard that they are.
Gotta stock up now.
I'm literally going to go buy all of them.
Because they're only like $6 or $8 each or something.
No, they're
$10.
Like, yeah, they're cheap, they're good, they're small.
It doesn't flake.
No, it's amazing.
Yeah, you
and your brows,
your
like you could put on
that.
Something overhead and like your brows aren't moving.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
That's my thing. I'm always like putting something over my head and then like my brows move and I'm
hats,
using
headphones.
Something.
Yes.
Yeah.
And no,
Mary Kay, what are you thinking? Ugh. We love that product.
I know. And then I also have a product from Wander Beauty. They have like a great kind of duo highlighter and cheek blush, which I love. And oh my God, I'm obsessed with this Korean brand that I use as like my BB cream. It also has 20 SPF in it. And it's called Aborian.
I was like, literally like, she's going to say like, Aborian. Yeah. It's come up several times on this podcast.
Always, always.
You know, I was like, so skeptical because,
it looks white on the thing, first of all.
Yeah, Koreans don't necessarily know color that well for skin. And I was like, you know, caramel was the name. And I'm like, oh, that's like so
vague.
Yeah, so vague. And I literally put it on and I was like, holy shit. This is amazing. I've had my tube for almost like 6 months and I still have like another 2 months left out of it.
Nice.
Because you don't even need that much. And it's like, it covers the pores. It covers like the blemishes. It like color corrects, has the SPF. Like if you maybe you can put a little bit of concealer if you need it, like maybe under eye. But like,
you're one and done.
It's literally a one and done.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Do you have any favorite like hair products? You mentioned that you were a little disappointed by like, you know, the hair selection.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I'm loving. OK, there are a few things I'm liking now these days. Vernon Francis,
Vernon Francois. We had him on the podcast. Yeah.
OK. Yeah. Love his hair products. He kind of really helped me like reconnect to my curls. And then I also love Briogeo.
Mm hmm.
And I love the founder, Nancy Twine.
She's got
such a cool story. And then I also love like this brand called Raua.
Rahua. That's what I thought it was.
But that's how it's spelled. But yeah. I feel like you might say Raua.
Raua, you know what?
Honestly, I never know how to correct. Say it.
It's like an Amazonian oil.
Yes.
Beautiful smells. Right?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. Oh, I also have an eye cream that I love from Africa Botanicals or Africa Botanics.
I know what
African
you're
Botanics.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. I messed that up.
Well,
it's really good.
We'll put the right thing on
it's
the
really
blog
good.
So you can
it's
get
really
some.
Good. I like that a lot.
You know your stuff.
I mean, I try. You try
to fit on the like game.
Yeah,
like, seriously.
On the mic. What can I say?
Was there anything that we didn't ask you we should have before we let you go?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know.
All right, I like to ask just to make sure.
I remembered. The name from Karate Kid. How could I forget?
Oh,
sorry. It just like was bugging me.
What's his name?
It's Daniel. Daniel son.
The bad guy. The blonde
one. Oh, the blonde guy? Oh, that was the Cobra Kai guy.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing with the thing around the head. I don't know.
Oh, no. They both wore the things around the head.
Here we go.
All right.
Is this how we're going to end the episode?
All right. Listen, it was bugging me.
Your book's out January 8th, and everybody should go get it because there's all these good recipes too, like sweet potato fries and
there's
beauty treatments.
Yeah, there's yummy recipes. There's tons of DIY beauty masks. There's a lot of DIY bath soaks.
Are you a bath person?
I'm obsessed with baths. Yeah. I was kind of like a bath girl as a kid. And so it's one of those things that carried over.
Yeah.
I'm a real bath person. So I've got like almost like 9 different bath recipes. Because you can do a lot in the bath. You can like you can want to be regenerized. You can want to be
chill.
I didn't say regenerized.
We knew what you meant.
I meant energized.
Re-energized? Regenerized. Rejuvenated.
Rejuvenated
and energized.
Energized.
Together.
You can want to be relaxed. You can want to have like soothe your muscles. Maybe you have like, you know, a little bit of a skin irritation. You need something that's calming.
You got
like,
recipes for all
I
of
got
this.
It all. I got it all. And you know, there's just like good, there's a lot of stuff about overcoming like weird identity issues and body image and just like accepting yourself. And really like this book is just to help you kind of go down your own journey and really kind of get in tune with yourself and have these conversations that are hard to have with yourself because I feel like so many of us, you know, don't want to necessarily deal with our feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've inspired me for 2019. Thank you so much.
I mean, you're so welcome.
Thank you so much.
You guys are amazing. I can't wait to hear about your fitness journey and about
your
relationship
process.
Journey.
Yay.
Yes.
It's all a process. Day by day
Take it day by day, girl.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
It's time to raise a wand.
You look really excited.
I'm really excited because you know what? I feel like this product that I'm going to raise a wand to, a lot of people are going to be nodding their heads going, yep, preach, all that, okay? Peter Thomas Roth Pumpkin Enzyme Mask Enzymatic Dermal Resurfacer.
Is that around still? That's like a classic.
It's classic. It is such an OG. So I was just going through the Harper's Bazaar beauty closet and we have so much skincare in there right now. And I was like, you know what? I need to give this one a little bit of a revisit. There's a reason why it's a best love product. You put this on. I used it today.
Smells like gingerbread cookies.
I know you're not a gourmand girl, but listen, you have to put it on for only 3 minutes. 3 minutes. You know how fast 3 minutes goes?
No, I was saying it's actually nice. Gingerbread, I like.
Oh, I thought
you
didn't like it. Okay.
No. This one's nice.
Okay, 3 minutes. Boom, boom, boom. Thin layer. So you also get your money's worth. It's $58. Not cheap, but you put it on a very thin layer. This will last you forever. And then you just massage it in 3 to 7 minutes. You can use it 1 to 2 times a week. You will feel a stingle. You really will.
A stingle. I love that. Okay. It's a sting and a tingle, yes. All in one.
Yeah, and I don't believe you need to feel something for it to be working, but like this, you definitely feel like something's happening. Then you rinse it off. My skin was more evenly toned, smooth to the touch across even the nose and the chin where I get a little bumpy. And my makeup went on so much better. And I just felt like, holy cow, this is a product that does what it says. It works. There is a reason why it's a classic. Like, it's just straightforward.
You look very glowy, so it's definitely
Thank
working.
You. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Okay, I've got a random razor wand.
Okay.
I'm raising a wand to the Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri. Stay with me here. I saw this news, and I got, like, the best heartwarming holiday feeling.
Okay.
So this Air Force Base, they do the Airman and Family Readiness Program. So when, like, people have to get deployed around the holiday times, you think about, like, that must be horrible. You're separating a family.
Oh my God.
Like, I always think about our service people when the holiday is around. I don't know.
Yeah.
They did the most adorable program to, like, connect families before and after the holidays, and they called it the Braids to Buns event.
What is that?
And all the servicemen and servicewomen with daughters, they did this like beauty event where the dads and the moms could go and do their little girl's hair.
Oh.
And like, think about if you're like a 6 or 7 year old kid and you don't see your mom or dad for a year at a time.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
That's like 1/5 of your life. Like it's not a stranger, but you know what I mean? Like you need to be able to reconnect, and you also probably are pissed at them for leaving. Like they don't get that you need to pay the bills. So like, it was just a really good example of the way that like beauty can totally
bring a beautiful example.
Families together. And the touching aspect of beauty that we always talk about, how healing that is.
Yeah.
It like gives you a reason to like connect and feel huggy and snuggly, but not like in a weird, awkward way that feels forced because you're touching someone's hair, you know?
It's like there's something pragmatic about it.
A little
fix
bit.
My hair.
And also, if there's nothing sweeter than like a dad doing his daughter's hair, there's moms there too, obviously. It's the Air Force. Everybody's welcome. But like, who doesn't love a dad doing braids and buns?
That's really sweet.
Anyway, raise a wand to whoever over at the Whiteman Air Force Base came up with this because I think it's adorable.
That's beautiful.
I'll put a link to the picture, too, that I saw on our blog.
That's so sweet.
Happy holidays, guys.
Happy halls.
Thank you so much for listening. We're growing because of people like you telling your friends and fam and all that. But if you really want to help us out, which would be amazing, please go over to iTunes and write us a little review or just throw us some stars.
5, please.
That would be incredible.
And if you want to know where to find any of the people or places or things we talked about, go to fatmascara.com and check out our blog. You can follow us on all the social channels at fatmascara or email us at info@fatmascara.com.
We'll even read your letters on the air.
So profesh.
So profesh.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.